rebuke the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Aaronic Rule 6. Jesus said, "Those who know all but are lacking in themselves are utterly lacking." Gospel of Thomas, verse 67. According to Mr. Sasang Arai, author of the Japanese version of the Gospel of Thomas, this passage is reminiscent of the words, "What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?" Written in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 36, Luke, chapter 9, verse 25, and Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26. All may refer to the universe. The universe will pass away. Gospel of Thomas, verse 11 and verse 111. Therefore, if you knew all, but were lacking in your true self, you would be utterly lacking. Then you dwell in poverty, and you are poverty. Gospel of Thomas, verse 3. Apparently, Thomas verse 67 seems to be the inside out of Thomas verse 5. Jesus said, "Recognize what is in your sight, and that which is hidden from you will become plain to you. For there is nothing hidden which will not become manifest." Thomas, verse 5. If you do not wake up to your true self, you cannot find the revelation of God in what is in front of you. Although the struggle between Normans and indigenous farmers over Canaan, the promised land of milk and honey flowing between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River, had come to an end when the western bank of the Jordan was vanquished by Moses' successor Joshua. The alliance of the 12 or 14 tribes, which were never monoliths, had to continue to deal with internal conflicts and friction with indigenous farmers, as well as the invasion of the maritime people such as the Phoenicians and Philistines. However, with the advent of Saul, a Benjamin tribe, and David, a Judah, and his son Solomon, Israel turned from a tribal collision into a unified kingdom, albeit for a short time. This experience seems not only to have been immediately brought to the far east country of Toyo Asehara no Mizuho no Kuni, the country of rich harvest of fresh rice, that is Japan, by the Aramaic-speaking Normans, but also played a role even in the birth of the great Qing Empire. According to Takshok University visiting professor and commentator Mr. Shipin Sekihei, 1962, who came from Chengdu, Sichuan province, and obtained a permanent residency in Japan. The history of China is the history of Xietou, Kaito, collective armed struggle among different zones, Sodok, the group of the same family name. If there is a leader who can control the fighting and corruption, let zones each of which has a function of economic community with mutual aid capability, manage themselves. The nation economy grows naturally and the society develops smoothly. Indeed, this truth seems to be able to apply not only to the 12 tribes alliance of ancient Israel and ancient Japan, but also to the entire world. However, a unified nation needs a philosophy to bundle many zones. Thus, in Israel, Moses built Judaism in order to reorganize the 12 nomadic tribes into a union of independent tribes and to establish the unity of religion and politics based on the covenant of the single founder Abraham and God. In Japan, Prince Shotoku, Emperor Tenchi, Emperor Tem, and others established the imperial system of single line from time immemorial through congregating Shinto, Judaism, primitive Christianity, Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism in order to unify Chinese, Korean, Mongolian, and maritime immigrants and indigenous Jomon people who believed in Yaoyorozu no Kami, 8 million gods. The Ishii incident and the Taisha reform. On July 10, 645 AD, June 12 of the 4th year of Emperor Koryuk, a ceremony of tribute from Sankan, that is Shira, Betse, and Kongryo, was held in Daigokuden Palace of Asuka Itabuki no Miya. When the Emperor Konyoku came out with her eldest son, Prince Furuhito no Oe no Miko, the de facto heir to the throne, Prince Nakano Oe no Miko, the second heir successor to the throne, and Nakatomi no Kamatari, who was in charge of the ritual of the imperial court, rushed in and slaughtered Oomi, Prime Minister Soga Iruka. It is so called Ishii incident. With this so-called Taisha reform, a series of reforms to transform the Yamato imperial court into a centralized state with the emperor at the top from the tribal federation were started. At this time, not only the introduction of Ritsuryo system, the Chinese ordinal system, and the construction of permanent royal capitals, but also Manyoshu, the anthology of Japanese poetry, was compiled in addition to the Kojiki, the record of ancient matters and mythology, and Nihon Shoki, the oldest chronicles of Japan, to cultivate the Yamato ethics. These seem to have been a succession of the efforts of Prince Shotoku, who had ordered Hatakawaka to let 8 million patron gods of clans from all over Japan be devotion to the glorious virtues of the imperial system of single line from time immemorial. Two versions of the sun goddess's grandson descend to earth. According to the Kojiki and Nihon Shoki, the imperial family of Japan is considered to be direct line of Ninigi no Mikoto, who descended to the peak of Takachihu in Fukushi of Kitakyushu on the order of his grandmother Amaterasu Omikami. Amaterasu Omikami, after being handed over Izumo no Kuni, state of Izumo, from Okuni Nushino Mikoto, the son-in-law, who was the sixth grandson of her younger brother, Susano no Mikoto, who had built the state after being exiled from Takamanahara, ordered Ninigi no Mikoto to take care of the state of Izumo. The great-grandson of Ninigi no Mikoto, Kamiyamato Iwarehiko no Mikoto, that is, Emperor Jin, decided to move his imperial court from Izumo, which seems to have originally located around Tsukushi in Kitakyushu, to Yamato, which was located in the center of the Japanese archipelago. However, in Yamato, there was already a country built by another grandson of Amaterasu Omikami called Amateru Kuniteru Hiko Amano Hoakari Kushitamani Hayashino Mikoto. Both sides acknowledged that they were in the same Tenzon tribe after several fierce battles, and Nigi Hayashi no Mikoto swore allegiance to Kamiyamato Iwarehiko no Mikoto. Then Kamiyamato Iwarehiko no Mikoto took the throne as Emperor Jin at Unebi no Kashihara no Miya, present Nara Prefecture, on the 1st January in the year of Kano Totori, the 11th of February in 660 BC, and founded the Kingdom of Japan. The detail of Nigi Hayashi no Mikoto's descent from the heaven hasn't been reported in Kojiki and Nihonshoki, but according to Sendai Kujihonni, another ancient Japanese history book, he was far more attendant than Ninigi no Mikoto was. Emperor Jin's Korean roots and Izumo Taisha shrine. By the way, Nihonshoki describes Emperor Jin's elder brother Inai no Mikoto as Shira King's ancestor. In other words, it implies that a Kitakyushu-based Korean Peninsula-linked clan managed the Yamato dynasty founded by Tenzon tribe Nigi Hayashi no Mikoto and built the Jinmu dynasty. Incidentally, the two emperors, who is thought as the founder of Yamato dynasty, appear in Kojiki and Nihonshoki. They are the first Emperor Jin and the 10th Emperor Sujin. The name of Emperor Jin in the Kojiki is Kamiyamato Iwarehiko no Mikoto, God of Japan named Iwarehiko. But in the Nihonshoki, it is described as Hatsukuni Shirasu Tsunera Mikoto, Emperor who first ruled Japan. And regarding the Emperor Sujin, the Kojiki also states Hatsukuni Shirashi Mimaki no Tsunera Mikoto, and the Nihonshoki states Hatsukuni Shirasu Tsunera Mikoto, both of which are supposed to mean the first emperor to rule the nation. Today, from the second emperor Seizei to the ninth emperor Kaika in the history of ancient Japan is called Keshi Hachidai, eight generations without description of the achievement, because there are only genealogies and their personal histories are unclear. However, the genealogy from the 2nd to the 9th may reflect the genealogy of the Yamato imperial court before the Jin Tosei, Emperor Jin's expedition to the east, which was founded by Ninihayashi no Mikoto. In addition, the 10th Emperor Sujin is said that he suppressed the epidemic by deifying Omonosushi no Mikoto, the deity of Izumo Taisha Shrine, and issued the Imperial Edict of Bansei Ikke, an unbroken line of emperors. The conquest of Sankan and Emperor Ojin. It is said that Empress Jingu executed the conquest of Sankan, ancient three Korean countries. Despite she was already pregnant with her son after the death of Emperor Chuai, and produced a son named Honda Wake no Mikoto, who became the 15th Emperor Ojin. It is also questioned that he actually existed. Someone says that he is the same person as the 16th Emperor Nintoku, and others say that he is a fictional emperor in order to add the 26th Emperor Keitai to the genealogy of the emperor family. However, in the Emperor Ojin, AD 200 to AD 310 reign, scholars and skilled people frequently came in addition to the missions from Tetsuei and Shira. Especially in 14th year of his reign, King of Yuzuki, who is said to have been the third generation grandson of Jinshi I, BC 259 to BC 210, and also the ancestor of Hatakuran, led the people of 120 prefectures and requested naturalization. However, they were stuck in Kara after being disturbed by Shira. Therefore, it is said that Emperor Ojin sent troops to Korean Peninsula twice to realize the arrival of the Yuzuki people. This dynasty, starting from Emperor Ojin, was called the Kawachi Dynasty because many palaces and mausoleums were built in Kawachi, present eastern part of Osaka Prefecture. Mr. Koichi Taneda, former director of International Foundation for the Development of Culture, pointed out, looking at the genealogy of Japanese emperor family, the word kami is used in following three emperors' names: the first emperor Jingu, the 10th emperor Sujin, and the 15th emperor Ojin. It seems that when new blood enters the emperor's family, the letter kami, koin, the seed of the Holy Spirit, was used. According to the Nihon Shoki, the 11th emperor Suinin, when he sent back Prince Tsunuga Arashito, the prince of Daikayakoku, who had come from Korean Peninsula, asked him to name his country Mimaki, using part of his father Emperor Sujin's posthumous name, Mimaki Iribiko Inie no Asumera Mikoto. This is said to be the origin of Mimana, city later became Japan's prefecture on the Korean Peninsula. Mimana was another name for King Kankoku, which is one of the small countries called Kaya in the southern part of the Korean Peninsula. For this reason, Honorary Professor Namio Ogami, 1906 to 2002 of the University of Tokyo, proposed a theory of Northern Equestrian peoples conquered Japan, who came through Mimana of the Korean Peninsula. And he said that Emperor Sujin's posthumous name is a proof that he came from Mimana. In any case, Kojiki and Nihonshoki repeatedly imply that the roots of the imperial family of Japan are on the Korean Peninsula. Soga Grand Rise and Takeuchi no Tsukune's involvement. By the way, Mr. Biten Yasumoto, 1934, a psychologist and researcher of Japanese history, said that Emperor Ōjin seems to have been an illegitimate child between Empress Jingu and Takeuchi no Tsukune, and if so, he said that he could explain well the subsequent rise of Katsuragi clan and Soga clan, the descendant of Takeuchi no Tsukune. Takeuchi no Tsukune, great-grandson of the 8th Emperor Kōgen, served emperors for 5 consecutive generations, such as Emperor Keiko, Emperor Seimu, Emperor Chūai, Emperor Ōjin, and Emperor Jintōku, as Ōomi's finance minister, with both ritual and military powers. Ishikawa Maro, the grandson of Takenouchi no Tsukune, was given his surname Soga during the days of Emperor Yūryak and was called Soga no Ishikawa Maro no Tsukune. Soga no Machi, the second generation of the clan, participated in the politics of Yamato imperial court, together with Monodome no Ikofusu, Eguri no Tsuku, and Suguraya no Omi, when the 17th Emperor Rikyu moved to Iwate in the second year of his reign. However, because he had no heir, he adopted the grandson of Prince Rinshō, who had come from Betse as a hostage. This is Soga Karako, who is said to have been active in the palace as the number one official from the Korean Peninsula. Emperor Keitai belongs to Hata clan. The 25th Emperor Bretz died without appointing his successor, so the group members such as Omuraji, military minister Otomo Kanamura, and Monodobe Arakabi, and Oomi, finance minister Kose no Ohito, etc., singled out the clan of Echizen, Hokuriku region centered on present Fukui Prefecture, Otomo no O, who was said to be the grandchild of the 5th generation of Emperor Ōjin, as the next emperor. After the twists and turns, Otomo no O was crowned as Emperor Keitai, the 26th emperor at Kusuba no Miya of Kawachi district in 507 AD. However, he didn't enter Yamato for a long time, and after 19 years, he established the palace in Yamato for the first time at 526 AD. For this reason, there are historians who see Emperor Keitai as the founder of the separate dynasty that did not have blood relationship with the former Yamato Imperial Court and call the dynasty the Echizen Dynasty. Emperor Keitai married Princess Tashiraka no Himemiko, the daughter of the 24th Emperor Ninken, and assumed their son, Prince Amekuni Oshiharaki Hironiwa no Mikoto, Emperor Keitai, as a legitimate first son. He also married Menoko Hime, the daughter of Owari no Muraji Kusaka, and got another two sons, called Magari no Oe no Miko, Emperor Ankan, and Hinokuma no Takatami no Miko, Emperor Senkan. Kojiki and Nihon Shoki do not mention the children of Emperor Ankan, but according to the book Soncho Ko Injo Unrok, which was compiled in the early days of Muromachi era, Emperor Ankan had a prince called Toyoshiko no Miko, and Toyoshiko no Miko and Hata Kawakatsu were the same person. If this is the case, then Emperor Keitai would also be a member of the Hata clan, who came from Korea, and who is said to be a descendant of the first emperor of Qin. Furthermore, it is possible that Qin Shi Huang, BC 259 to BC 210 itself was a descendant of the tribe of Manasa, Aramaic-speaking Hadas. The birth certificate of Qin Shi Huang. On the monument of reconstruction of the Temple of Purity and Truth, discovered in Kaifeng City of Eastern Henan Province of China, it is written that the Jews first arrived in the city in 231 BC and formed a Jewish community. At that time, King Chung, later became Qin Shi Huang, ordered the young commander Ben Wang to seize Wei's capital city, Dalian, current Kaifeng City, Henan Province, while heading south and making a total attack on Chu. However, Castle Dalian was extremely solid because it had been applied reinforcement work for many years, and the Qin army struggled to find an effective attack. Finally, Ben Wang poured the water from Hong Kong, a tributary of the Yellow River. 3 months later, the citadel of Dalian was submerged. Wei Qing was forced to surrender, and Wei was destroyed. This is 231 BC, recorded on the monument of reconstruction of the Temple of Purity and Truth. Then, if the Jews who first built their community in Kaifeng had also participated in the siege battle of Wei's royal capital, Dalian. By the way, according to Mr. Shlomo Sand, professor of history at Tel Aviv University and author of The Invention of the Jewish People, the earliest Jewish settlement in Egypt was on Elephantine Island, near today's Aswan Dam. It was a military colony of Persian Jews, who in the 6th century BCE built a temple to Yahweh. However, it apparently was not as a soldier achieved. Following the conquest of Judea and Samaria by Ptolemy I, reign BC 305 to BC 282, one of Alexander's successors and the founder of the Ptolemaic dynasty in Egypt. Many captives were taken to Egypt, where they became settled as respected citizens with equal rights. After that, there were not a few other Jews who, of their own accord, went into Egypt as invited by the goodness of the soil and by the liberality of Ptolemy. On the other hand, the Seleucid Antiochus III, who had ruled the Syrian region, settled in the provinces of Lydia and Phrygia in Asia Minor 2,000 families of Jewish mercenaries from Babylonia. As a result, Jewish population early in the 1st century AD reached 1 million in Egypt alone, according to Jewish philosophia Philo, and 8 million worldwide, according to Saro Baron, Jewish American historian. Although Professor Sand points out that half that number seems more reasonable, it could far exceed that number if it includes the Aramaic-speaking Normans who had spread to Central Asia and even the Far East, and those who had converted to Judaism or primitive Christianity. It should be noted that this kind of Jews seem to have been used as mercenaries by the rulers of their migrating destinations. Therefore, in ancient China, in addition to proclaiming Judaism and primitive Christianity, they may also be used as mercenaries by the seven heroes of the Warring States period. Qin is seen as a Norman, of which birthplace is Jinping in Gansu province, the hometown of Qian, one of five barbarians, Xiongnu, Xianpei, Jie, Qian, Di. It is said that horses are still produced and bred in Jinping, which is located in the mountains at an altitude of 1500 meters. Qin Shihuang's father, Yiren, was sent as a hostage to the country of Chao by the country of Qin. As the name suggests, Yiren is considered a non-Chinese. Yiren was given Zhao Ji, one of the concubines of Li Fu Wei, a rich merchant of Han, and got a son at Handan, the capital of Chao, and gave the son the name Zheng. From such circumstances, it has been pointed out that Zheng may not have been a child of Yiren since ancient times. Grandfather King Chao Xiangwan broke the agreement and invaded Chao, so Yiren abandoned his wife and children and fled. Therefore, Zheng is said to have been forced to flee in the midst of the enemy land with his mother. After that, it went just the way Li Puwei planned, and Yiren became Chuan Xingwan, the 13th monarch and 5th king of Qin, and Li Puwei and Zheng became prime minister and crown prince of Qin, respectively. Because Chuan Xiangwan died 3 years after his reign, soon became the sixth king of Qin. About the birthplace of Li Puwei, later called Wen Xinhong, who is said to have possibly been the real father of Qin Shi Huang, there are two theories. He is said to have been born as a child of a merchant and traveled to various places to build his fortune. Mr. Kuo Mo Lo, 1892-1978, who is well known as the Republic of China and the People's Republic of China's politician, novelist, and historian, and Mr. Yasuhiko Satake, 1939, a scholar of Chinese history, served as an emeritus professor at the Tokyo Metropolitan University, are considered as the first emperor of the Han Dynasty Liu Fan, BC 256 to BC 195's wife Li Zhi, BC 241 to BC 180 was a member of Li Puwei family. Both the Di tribe, which built the former Qin, AD 351 to AD 6394, and the Chang tribe, which built the later Qin, AD 384 to AD 417, during the age of so-called the period of five barbarians and 16 kingdoms, are Tibetan Normans. And according to the DNA research of the Israel Research Agency, Anishap, the tribe Chang is a typical descendant of the tribe Manasseh. Interestingly, among the 12 tribes of Israel, only the lineage of Manasseh and Ephraim, sons of Joseph, who were sold off as a slave by his brothers and then became the Egyptian minister, are said to have Y chromosome gene D. Y chromosome gene D2 is characteristic of the Tibetans and Japanese, especially the Jomon people. On the other hand, Mr. Shoji Fuji, 1888-1951, who served as the editorial director of the Nippon Shimbun, Japan Press, in his book, Hokushi Iron Kisetsu Shingakusetsu Ko, Consideration of Different Opinions, Old Theories and New Theories in Japanese History, introduced the legend Jofuku, who had gone to Japan to find the secret medicine of eternal longevity for the Emperor of Qin, was no less a person than Joseph, the founder of one of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. If that is the case, it seems to add up that Joseph's child Ephraim was Emperor Qin. Iwai Rebellion and Emperor Qinmei's coup theory. 1 year after Emperor Keitai moved its palace to Yamato, Tetsu, which had been invaded by Shira, asked him to rescue. Emperor Keitai tried to send an expeditionary force to Korean Peninsula, but Iwai, a clan of Tsukushi in Kikakyushu, revolted, joining hands with Shira. By suppressing this rebellion, Emperor Keitai is said to have solidified the foundation of his reign. In addition, Nihon Shoki cites the description of Fudara Honki, original record of Tetsuda, the emperor and the crown prince and the prince died at the same time in the year of Kanoto-i, and suggests that a coup d'etat occurred in the later year of Emperor Keitai. As a result, the following theory was born. The Emperor Keitai and his original successors, Ankan and Senka, were murdered, and Emperor Kinmei took the throne. To be continued.